Exit by Death. This is really disturbing. I don't know if it picks up the sounds of the machines cutting trees. It's so awful. Where I live, there are these two soccer fields, and there is like all kinds of bushes and trees around them. They've been there for years. Let them be. Nobody walks there. It's really nice. It's cozy up the place around the field. So the field itself is taken care of. It's nice and cut grass and everything. You can walk on it very nicely. And there are like full of tall trees, bushes, growing wild, like a wall all around it. And suddenly out of nowhere this year, they're coming at these things. They start cutting them. The bushes are gone, the trees. These trees were really old. Probably, I don't know, 100 years old at least. They just come cut it. There's nothing wrong with them. Okay, a few trees were dead. Those I get it, cut those. But the rest of the bushes and everything, they just clean the whole place off. It's so sad and it's just maddening me. It's very, very painful to see it because it's in a section where nobody actually walks. It's walls of the soccer field and the road next to it. It's not a busy road or anything, just a small street. But it's very disturbing. Just let them be. These humans, they are very anti-nature, actually. I've been noticing it. People talk about, oh, nature this, environment this. And we gotta take care of that and clean this and clean that. Hey, you just killed a whole bunch of trees and bushes for nothing. Nothing. They don't prevent the sun from any home or it's nothing. They just come ruin the whole area for God knows why. Like it's like some kind of sickness, illness in them. They just have to cut grass, cut trees, cut bushes, cut flowers, just it's maddening to watch. I can't do anything about it. Just watch the whole train wreck moving on into hell. It's just so disturbing because the entire place is ruined. I used to walk here and there. I don't know if microphone picks up the machine driving around killing trees, and the guys, workers there, they're all happy, laughing, and you know, doing their things. But why are they not thinking what they're doing? They just killed a whole bunch of trees. These bushes were so tall and amazing. They were old, very old bushes. It's gotta be at least maybe 10 years, 15 years, something like that. The trees were much older. And now the entire field is like naked. It's just not a cozy feeling to it anymore. I don't want to walk here anymore. It's just very disturbing. It's very, very disturbing. I had to make an episode about it, or a rant of an episode. You humans are very anti-nature. You all, even the ones that call themselves environmentalists and stuff, that I don't believe that they are really caring about nature itself. Because if you want to preserve nature, you gotta let it be wild. Don't stop messing with it. Especially if there is no problem. I get it. If there is a problem of maybe wildfire starting, you gotta trim the stuff around or something, make space between them. That I get it. If it covers some kind of sun from the house, even so, I mean, there is enough sun for everybody. If there is actually a physical problem, fine, I get it. You gotta fix things, trees. But there is no problem. There's nothing. They're just nice to look at. They're green. And now it's starting raining. Even the sky is crying, I guess. Seeing the whole disaster, killing of the bushes and the trees. It's awful. It's just awful. Everywhere you go, even the people who have houses, they just, I don't agree with the houses where they kill the bushes. So it looks so violent to me. Honestly, even when I walk on grass, I feel bad. Because it's alive, it's living. And the vegans and vegetarians, they're like, no, we only eat plants. But let's face it, the plants, they're alive too. Like right now, I'm walking on a soccer field. There are the tiny flowers here and there, and there's grass, and there are these plants. And I try my best to not walk on a flower. Yeah, the tiny little yellow flowers. They're nice. They have a right to live. They're alive. Let them be. I mean, if you can't, don't walk on them. God knows how many ants and insects and stuff I walk on. It's actually quite disturbing to walk in a season when there are a lot of insects, ants and things like that. It is extremely difficult for me to walk because I don't want to kill them. They're alive. They have a right to live. People just walk on them as if, it's just an ant. It's not just an ant. It's a living being. It's alive. It has probably feeling. It has a job to do. It's busy with this thing. And then you just walk on it. Pam! Gone. Dead. No one even think of it. Ironic, because when I was a kid, I killed a lot of ants. Very, very bad. I mean, kids do, you know, step on them and really didn't care about them. Then I grew up and realized, wait a minute, not good to kill things. I even feed them sometimes. I know we're not supposed to. I put a bit bread or sugar for the ants, I mean. They seem to like it. I don't own sugar, so I don't have sugar at home. But sometimes, like a piece of tiny bit, I find I put it somewhere and ant can find it. Or if you have water and it's a hot day and the ant seems thirsty, I put a drop around them. Maybe they find it. Sometimes they do drink it. Actually, I was in. I don't remember where it was, some forest a bit, and there were ants, and they seemed thirsty. I did not have any water, so I started spitting on a stone, not on the ant, nearby. And the ant noticed the spit, it went to it, like checked it out, tasted it, and started drinking from it, I think. Bring more ants to it, they seem to need the water or something. Hopefully it was good for them. That was the only water I had, a drop of spit. So now it's all dirt. Not dirt, but they cut everything. It's very sad to see, and it's maddening me. Just awful. Let the plants be. Let the plants grow wild. Another pet peeve of mine is the trees that people have in their yards. They have all kinds of trees, nice trees. They start cutting them, and as in not cut down the tree, as in trimming them. They call it trimming, I guess. They make these shapes, unnatural shapes, like a round ball or just weird shapes, unnatural, like the triangles and the cubes and all kinds of nasty. I find it extremely disturbing. Extremely disturbing. It is very disturbing to me to see that they touch the trees. It's very disrespectful to the trees, even to God, I think, because the tree wanna grow as it grows. When you cut it that way in an unnatural way, I think it's disrespectful to the tree. I don't think the trees like it. I really don't. it's not your hair to cut it the way you want it to be shaved. It's a living being. It's a tree. It needs to grow the way it needs to grow. I get the trimming though. I cut the tops off a bit so they won't ruin the house or fall and things like that. But to shape them like chickens and cubes and balls and birds and God knows all kinds of strange shapes. That's just so awful, so bad. It is really bad. There is nothing beautiful about an unnatural form on a tree. It looks like a horror show, actually. This place, this so-called earth, is a horror show. It's just full of disturbing imagery everywhere, even on someone's yard that looks like a completely normal. Oh, it's just a normal yard. And he got a tree or she got a tree. And hey, they're trimming it nicely. No, there's nothing nice about that. I don't think you people, are generally humans. I don't think they realize this place is not normal. It's completely abnormal. These behaviors are not normal. You cut a tree into a cube, that's not normal behavior. That's borderline insanity to me. Why are you forcing this tree to be a cube? Let the tree grow as it wants. Trim it, fine. A little bit here, a little bit there. Help it grow, help it become strong. But the way they cut it, it's like some kind of... I can't put my finger on it. It's some kind of psychotic force in them that to just trim this thing, trim. And there are these neighbors, I can see their trees, they trim them often. They don't let this tree to grow even 10 centimeters or an inch. Up, down, right, left, they just don't let it. They just keep cutting this thing. It's like some kind of, I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what to call this thing, insanity, or some kind of demon around the tree that's forcing the neighbor to do these things that are absolutely, completely unnatural. I walk around and they look at these trees. Oh, how nice the tree. I just see horror. It's just horror to me. It's a horror show. I don't think they see trees as living being. I don't think so. They seem to not like the trees. I mean, if you like the tree, you want it to look as natural as possible, not force it into some kind of cube. A bird. I mean, imagine a tree that looks like a chicken. What the hell kind of thing is that? It's a tree. It's not supposed to look like a chicken. Get a chicken. You like the look of a chicken? Get a chicken. It's funny. Chicken is a funny word. Funny in a scary kind of way, funny. Because this episode is scary. It's actually not a rant. It's a horror show. It's my fears of this place, this realm. And then I don't know how I got here. I don't know. I can't remember it. Don't know why I'm here. There's just all kinds of theories why we're here. Everybody has their own guesses. It's just a disturbing place. And I have to watch these people cutting trees into chickens and cubes and kill the bushes, and they're just weird. Nobody looks around. Look around. Something isn't right around here. It's just things are not as it should be. This place is not normal. It's an abnormal place, and everybody living as if everything is normal. And no, this is not normal. There's nothing normal about this place, this so-called earth. I don't think we are on earth. I think we got cast out of heaven because of Adam and Eve. Whatever they did, I don't know why they did what they did. I wasn't there. It's just awful. Now we are here and everything is just death and destruction all around everybody. I mean, even you yourself. Go look at yourself in the mirror from today to yesterday, from yesterday to the day before. Just every day, one day closer to death. slowly decaying in a meat body. We are meat, basically, meat and bones and some hair and gelatin and water and things wobbling around and cutting trees into chicken. What the hell is going on? No, really, what the hell is going on? You gotta pause sometimes and look around, and you start seeing these details in a completely different point of view. And then things get scary, really scary. I don't think we are supposed to be here. I don't know where we are supposed to be, but I don't think this is it. I don't think so. And then we die and we go underground. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Thank you and goodbye.